Okay, today's shiur is Tmura Daf Chavav. And again, this week's shiur, I'm sponsored Lahatzlacha Aviva Perel Bas Shendel Rivka. We thank you for the sponsorship and Lahatzlacha Aviva Perel Bas Shendel Rivka. Okay, we are on Chaf Hey Amid Beis. As we continue in Meseches Tmura, we are up to the two dots on Chaf Hey Amid Beis. But I just wanted to mention one halachic point relating to yesterday's daf, and that is we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chachamim about if somebody says to their shivcha, "Hare at ben bas chorin uvladech eved," you, the mother, is a bat chorin, but your child is still an eved to me. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says they're both free, and the Chachamim say no, dvarf kayamin. What's the remez in the Torah that they are both free according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili? So the pasuk is quoted from Parsha Mishpatim, "Ha'isha viladeha tiela doneha." When an Eved Ivri goes free, and the master had given him a wife to marry, a Shivcha Kananis, so the Shivcha and the children stay with the Baal, with the owner, the Adon, and the husband goes free. That is the halacha. The Torah does say, in Begapo Yafa, Begapo Yetzei, he could only get a Shivcha Kananis. The master is only allowed to give him a Shivcha Kananis if he had been married beforehand. If he wasn't married, so then he wouldn't, which might seem ironic and just the opposite. You might think, oh, no, if he's not married, then. But we mentioned Rav Sternbach in the past who says that, no, the problem is if he gets a Shivcha Kananis without having been previously married, so he might think that this is what marriage is all about. And we do not want to give him that impression. He has to be married and then have the Shivcha Kananis in addition, which would not be a real marriage. And in that way, he won't get confused in terms of what Yahadus thinks marriage is really all about. The Heter of Shivcha Kananis to an Eved Ivri, there is an important Machlokas Rishonim. When does that apply? When does that apply? Meaning, for sure, there are two types of Eved Ivris that are sold. There's what's called Machruhu Atzmo, and there's Machruhu Bezdin. If Bezdin sells a person because he stole, and he has to work his way to pay back, that's Machruhu Bezdin. And then there's Machruhu Atzmo. If somebody's just very poor, and they want to be able to put bread on the table, so then they'll sell themselves, and then they will become an Eved that way. So the question is, when does the Heter of Shivcha Kananis kick in? Because it's somewhat unusual. An Eved Ivri is a full Jew. A full Jew who's chayv in all mitzvahs. And the Torah says that the master is allowed to give him a Shivcha Kananis, who is a semi-non-Jew. So why is that? And when is that possible? So there is a Deah that says that it only applies by Machruhu Bezdin. By Machruhu Bezdin. But the Ritva discusses that Deah in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Dalad Amabes. Says the Ritva. The Mishnah there says, Mocher, you get it from the language of the Mishnah, Mocher Atzmo, Ein Rabo Moslo Shivcha Kananis. By Mocher Atzmo, the master cannot give a Shivcha Kananis. So, you might say it says a Beferish. What's there to talk about? The answer is, no. You might add in one word there. Mocher Atzmo, a master cannot give him a Shivcha Kananis, Balkarcho. But maybe he could get a Shivcha Kananis as long as he agrees. Says the Ritva, Yesh Omrim Sha'asur Gamkein Afilu Midaito B'Shivcha Kananis. Some say that by Machruhu Atzmo, he is never allowed to be married to a Shivcha Kananis. What's the Raya? The Raya is from the Gemara later on, Rav Simloi Andaf Samach Tes Amad Aleph. The Gemara there in Kiddushim, Samach Tes Amad Aleph, has the fascinating story. Gemara, there's a little story which everybody, all the Rishonim here talk about. Ushpazichne de Rabbi Simloi Mamzer Havi. The host of Rabbi Simloi was a Mamzer. V'yamalei, and he said to him, Ik aktamachs tehartinhu lebanech. Right? If you would come to me, I could give you a way to be metaher your children. He acted at Matir lebanech. Right? Rashi says, Me'ayiti makircha kodem shenasati isha haitim asiyecha eitzel atar banecha. Why? Because what would he have said if you sold as an Eved Ivri, Shivcha Kananis, the Chulu? So the Gemara says, Iyam Rebishnu Malachad Chila Shapir. If you say the din over there, the context there was the dinner of Rav Tarfon, which has come up in the past, of Yecholim Mamzirim Litahir. If you say the din Lachad Chila, then it makes sense this conversation. There be Simla. He says, you know, if you would have come to me, I could have told you to do this. Ela Iyam Reti Eved Mainihu. But if you say it's just a Bidi Eved Halacha, so then, how can you say that he would have suggested it to him? It's only been the Eved. If it happens, the children are not Mamzerim. So the Gemara answers, Deminsiv le'etza, he would know. Even so, he would have given him the following advice. That what? Da'amar le'zil gnov. He would have told him to go steal. V'izdavin be'evet ivri. And be sold like an evet ivri. That's the language of the Gemara. We're told to go steal and be sold like an evet ivri. Okay, so many shilas on this Gemara. First and foremost, how could he give advice to steal? He's going to give him advice to steal, so something, maybe it means he'll give him advice to steal from a person who he knows is not going to be machvin and is going to be mochel. That's problem number one. Problem number two, the Vilna Gaon here asks, Masha Makshima Olam in Bagapo Yava Bagapo Yetze. If he's not married, so that he has to give him advice to first to get married and then to go and steal. A second question. But third, why doesn't he just sell himself? Why doesn't he just sell himself? Oh, says the Ritva, this Gemara is the Raya that Machruhu Atzmo does not have the heter of Shivcha Kananis. Right? That's this Gemara here in Kedushin on Daf Samach Tes. The Ritva, though, says, I don't agree. I don't agree, and you got to figure out what else to do with that Gemara, because Misvara, you shouldn't have any chilukim. So he quotes that Gemara, and his Da'ama, like a Takanta, leave it to Tanakama, to Yishtari, B'Shivcha Kananis, I did Mechir Atzmo. Says the Ritva, Ve'ein Zenachon. It's not true. Why? Because how could there be a heter of Shivcha Kananis to an Eved Ivri, and whatever the reason for that heter is, why shouldn't it apply to the other type of Eved Ivri? He says, if you say Mocher Atzmo is really a full Jew and he cannot marry a Shivcha Kananis, and he's just working for somebody, but there's no change in the status of his being, so why would he need a Shtar Shichrur, as we spoke about yesterday a little bit, with the Ksos and Simon Reish. V'lo Matzinu Get, here's the key line, and he gets this from his Grand Rebbe. He gets this from the Ramban. V'lo Matzinu Get El B'makom She'esh L'Rav Kinyin Isser. Says the Ritva, quoting the Rabban, that every Eved Ivri, the master has two kinyanim in him. He has a kinyan mamon, a financial kinyan, and a kinyan iser, which means a kinyan in his status. And there's an Eved Ivri has a status change when he becomes an Eved Ivri. Still a full Jew, but he has a status change, and that status change impacts the fact that he can marry a Shivcha Kananis. But because that's true, says the Ritva, you can't say that Machruhu Atzmo does not have this heter. Because once there's this Kinyan Isser, it applies to all Avadim Ivri, if that's correct, and then he shouldn't be limited. Ube'eva Kinani Lagabi Kinyan Mamun Shabo Behefker Sagilei El Shazor Get L'Kinyan Isser K'desir Rivesech Has Gittin. And therefore, says the Ritva, it has to mean that Machruhu Atzmo Ein Rabo Mosel Shivcha Kananis, that must mean Balkarcha. But if he would agree, so then he would also be able to marry a Shivcha Kananis. What about Rav Simoi? What do you do with that case? Go steal. Father Rav Simoi, Lav Raihi, Da'asa, Milsa Ba'alma Ka'amar, Valav Dafka. It's Lav Dafka. He said, I would have told you this. I would have also told you to sell yourself. V'chisala, Daitacha, Sheyomerlo, Rav Simoi, Sheyignov, Lav Ra'alav, Shal Torah. Right? Do you think you can take that story literally anyway, says the Ritva? Oh yeah, go steal? Shari afilu begoni vavanaspa mekat! Oh, l'shantash l'me kefel yeshlav! Kedi isa bergezo neshech! Beautiful! We've discussed many times, even stealing for fun. Goni vavanaspa mekat! If I know, I'm going to give it back to you. Which the Ritva, l'shitaso. The Ritva at the beginning of his own Ashaf says, take that literally. Rabbeinu Tam has a different shita. Rabbeinu Tam says it can't be literal because we do that all the time. Rabbeinu Tam says it must mean that you don't even mind to give it back, but you're just doing it with kavana to bother him. And mamela, you're keeping it, but you're not doing it to keep it. So even that's usur, which is a huge chiddush. Why would I have thought that's not usur? But because Rabbeinu Tam can't fathom that stealing, just as a joke, with kavanah to give it back, is going to be usur daraisa. But that's the pashtus, that's the Ritva, that's the Rambam. So the Ritva, I'm sorry? In Yana Diyoma. Afikomen, okay. We take the Afikomen. We don't steal the Afikomen. Okay. Ela de Ravcha de Milsa Amar Hachi. But it must be Ravcha de Milsa doesn't really mean it. Dilukadmi Hachi Avi Amale. I would have said to this to you. Umishimdahu Gavra Haya Ashir Ve'en Lo Limkar Atzmo Naked Hachi. That's why. It's a rich guy. A rich guy can't sell himself. It's only if you don't have enough money. A rich guy is not going to sell himself. Avala Olam Huadim Shamokar Atzmo Mutter Bishivcha Kananis Ela She'en Rabo Kofeu Bekach. So that's a very important machlokas between the Deya in the Rishonim here versus the Ritva, the Rabban Vachulu, who holds the concept of Kinyan Isser. So that has to do with Ha'isha Viladeha Tihiyeh La Adoneha. Okay. The other item that we rushed through at the end of Shir yesterday was that the Tiferes Yisrael, who says in Maseches Vachim in the fifth parak, that the Lashon of Kila'im is used in the Mishnah is there in Maseches Vachim. even though we're talking about the Mikdash there in Kolam is a term used for the Mishkan, because maybe this is a version of the Mishnah that was passed down centuries and centuries. They just left the Lashon as is, even though it doesn't have the same structure, Bizman Hazeh, Bizman the Mishnah was written, okay, but it just uses that Lashon. In either case, well, we know what Kolam, how that translates into modern Beis HaMikdash anyway, so the message is still clear. Okay, says the Gemara, last couple of lines. Im Misha Amar Harezu Shlamim Nimlach V'chulu. The Mishnah had said, remember the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir had said, if someone says, I want this animal to be a Shlamim and the baby to be an Ola, so the whole animal is a Shlamim, too late. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it depends. If he had that in mind originally, then he's allowed to do this, because he just can't say two things at the same time. If he didn't have it in mind, and then he was Nimlach, he changed his mind, and now he wants to change the baby to a different carbon, so that he is not allowed to do. Says the Gemara Pshita. So that's obvious. What if he wants to change his mind? It's already kadosh. Vlad and Shlamim. El Kolemas Deboy Mimlach. Well, whenever he wants to change his mind, he can change his mind. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi? Of course he cannot change his mind. So Amar Papa Lo Nitzrucha Elisha Amar B'Tokadei Dibur. The chiddush is even if he changes his mind within Tokadei Dibur. Ma Detema Tokadei Dibur Kedibur Dami. You might think that Tokadei Dibur is Kedibur as long as they do it within a certain amount of time, enough time to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Rashi and Tosfos Yeshanim here quote the different Gemaras that talk about it. So you might think here too, Vahai Iyunehu Deka Ma'ayin, and here he's just being Ma'ayin and he's furthering and just coming up with his the original decision of his, but he's not changing his mind. Right, the Ritva the Grut takes out those couple of words. Kamash Malan. With Kamash Malan, we say that it does not work according to Rabbi Yossi. If you know, you have to figure out a way to know whether he's just continuing his original statement or changing his mind. But if you know that he was changing his mind, if he admits to it, so then it does not work. So, 2 points. Number one, we had an Ian Shear a couple of months ago, about Tokadei Dibur, the different approaches of the Rishonim of Tokadei Dibur. First of all, it's Machlokas, whether the usual heter of Tokadei Dibur is a Din Darabanan or a Din Daraisa. That's the first machlokas. Most Rishonim versus Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that the whole concept of being chozer tokadei dibur is a din drabanan, a zchus chazara. After all, if you're in the middle of making a business deal and your Rebbe walks by, we don't want you to be chutzpahdik and not to say hello. So chazar mesakein, that you can turn around and say, Rebbe, how are you? Shalom alecha, Rebbe Mori, and then go back to your business deal. You're allowed to do that, even though, you know, midaraisa, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have no time, no lag time. But midarabanan, we say that it is possible to go back. Rabbeinu Tam holds that is a din dirabanan. That is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. He says it in a few places. He says that quoted in the Ran, in Maseches Nedarim, on Daf Pezayin, and elsewhere, Rabbeinu Tam says it is a dirabanan. Togedi Mekdiva Dami Takantu, the Tikkun Rabbanan, Mishim Talman, Alokech Melkach, Upaga Bo Rabo, Shiyuchalitin Lo Shalom, Vihishmu Midosim Bechol Mili. That's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Other Rishonim say, no, it's a daraisa. You could also say it's a daraisa schus chazara, but that is idea number one. Number two, a second idea is that in halach that some achronim say, or the Rav Shimon Shkup I think might say something connected, but other achronim say that no, it's not a schus chazara, but it's just that time is looked at in halachic increments. How do you define time? So we objectively have what we call seconds and minutes and hours and days, but that's because we decided that. And that's why the world, that's the acceptable way of measuring time. But let's say I decide I want to measure time in, you know, in every 2.5 seconds, I'm going to make that into a halakh, I'm going to make that into a unit. I'm going to call that, whatever, nanoseconds. I'm going to call that something else. Every 2.5 seconds. That's how I'm going to measure time. So that's a different way of measuring time. How does halakha measure time? Oh, so maybe halakha measures time in tokadei dibur increments. It's not like you're allowed to go back. You're still talking. You're still talking. It's deeper. It's considered one moment in time. This is all the same moment. And this helps us a lot in explaining that Gemara in Nedarim. Very, very challenging Gemara to say the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Gemara says, if you remember, Gemara says, if somebody hears Rahman al-Islam, they've lost a relative, they do Kriya. They do Kriya, they tear Kriya, the Mitzvah of Kriya. And then they find out within Tokadei Dibur, after they tore Kriya, that the relative had died now. Meaning the relative had not died before the Kriya. The relative died after the Kriya Tokutei Dibur. The Gemara says, Yotze Yidei Kriya. You were still Yotze Yidei Kriya, even though the person died after you did Kriya. As long as it was Tokutei Dibur of the Kriya. So that has nothing to do with the Zechus Chazara. You're allowed to retract what you said. You're not retracting anything. But if you say, it's about a question of how to measure time, and we could view this Kriya as done in the same time period. So then it makes it a little easier. And that seems to be a din daraisa. It does, sounds like a daraisa concept. Doesn't sound like it's a takana derabanan there. So that is the general idea. There's another approach about Tokutei Dibur, but we're not going to review that now. But the other important point for our sugya here is that there are exceptions to Tokutei Dibur. The Gemara, in a few places, says there are two exceptions, and sometimes says there are four exceptions. The Gemara in Baba Basra says that there are two exceptions. The two exceptions are the hills of Tokutei Dibur Kedibur Dami, Levad Mei, Avodas Kochavim Vikidushin. Avodah Zara. Somebody says, I accept this as a god. And Kiddushin, somebody gets married, and they say, are able to get a slip of Israel? Just joking. Right, if somebody does that, tough luck, they're married. Right, Avodah Zara and Kiddushin. But that's Baba Basra. In Nedarim, in that Gemara, Da Pezayin, it quotes four. It's not a stira, it's just like two that really are four. What is it? Megadef, Avodah Zara, Mekadesh, and Megarish. Meaning divorce is included in Kiddushin, and Megadev, cursing God, is also included in Avodah Zarah, Oved Avodah Kochavim. So those are the four. So what's not on any of the lists in Shas is Hektish. It's not on any of the lists in Shas. It doesn't say Hektish is an exception to the rule. But you have a Gemara is like the one right here that says it is an exception to the rule. And the Rama paskins this way. The Rama Menuchas Maisa Karbanis in Perak Tezvav Halacha Aleph. The Rama says, our case, Homer Vlada Shalzu Ola Vihi Shlamim. This baby should be an Ola and the mother is a Shlamim, Dvarav Kayomim. He Shlamim Uvlada Ola. But if he says the mother first, so Im Lakaknis Kavin Dvarav Kayomim. Vim Acha Shagamar Belibo Vahotzi Bisvasav Shatiya Shlamim. After he said it, Chazarbo. Tough luck. Why? She'ein chazara behektish afilu tokutei dibur. The language of the Rambam. There's no chazara behektish. Says the Radvaz, what do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't have this as an exception. So he says, it must be ein lomedim en aklalas afilu b'makam shenemer bochutz. No, whenever the Gemara makes rules, don't think there are any exceptions to the rules. Okay, wonderful. That's the Radvaz. The question, though, what if you don't want to say that? So the other answer given, beautiful, discussing Kiddushin, maybe Hektish is an outgrowth of Kiddushin. Put this on the Kiddushin-Hektish comparison. Dav Beis in Kiddushin, Asar Akuli Almaka Hektish. Right, and all the Dav Zion, which we discussed a couple of days ago, Pashta Kiddushin Bakula. Right, they marry half a woman and be Makdish half a carbon. All these are parallels between Kiddushin and Hektish. We had the Avni Miluim last week that discussed this. So here too, the Radvaz does not say that, but that's what we're suggesting. It could be that it's included in the Gemara when it says Kiddushin. Just while we're here, the Radvaz says, why would you say, whether it's included or not in the Gemara, why would you say you can't be Chozerbo? Why can't you be Chozerbo by Hektish? So if you look in the Ron there in Nedarim, he says, you know why you're not Chozerbo by these items? Because they're very serious. People don't joke around by these items. People don't joke around. And therefore, if you get married, you get married. We don't allow you to go back. It's an umdana. It's an umdana that people are serious. The Radvaz gives an answer specifically for Hektish. He says, first of all, maybe it's because I'm Yerusal Gavok, I'm Yerusal Hektish. It's an easier way of making something belonging to the other Rishus. And therefore, if there's a Kenyan, if there's a, yeah, you have Tokutei Dibur. But maybe here, automatically, I'm Yerusal Gavok, I'm Yerusal Hektish. Or Mishum Chumra de Hektish. Or Chumra de Hektish, and he quotes that Ran. So Chumra Dehektish, maybe people take it seriously. Okay, either way, that takes us to two or three points from yesterday. We had the issue of Ha'isha Biladat Tila Danel, the Shechah, the Heter of Shechah Kanan is. We discussed Kloim, and we discussed Toch Kidei Dibur. So now we move on to the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Harezu Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlomim. Somebody says this. Is it Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim? What are we talking about? The Mishnah leaves out details. So Rashi and the Shilma Kabbatis both say, last line in Rashi, Bahachi Askinon, Shahayu Lafanov Ola Ushlamim, Kishimir Zubahen. You have three animals in front of you. You have an Ola, a Shlamim, and a Chulin animal. And you're being Mamir on the Chulin animal. But which one? Which animal, which carbon are you being meimer with? Right? The Shimon Kubetz also says this is the Nashmatos. So your language is, this is a Tumuras Ola Tumuras Shlamin. So how is it Tumuras Ola? Dibur B'meir. Meir, like you said earlier, Tfos Lashon Rishon. If you say this is Tumuras Ola, then this animal, it has the status of a Tumura of an Ola. Rabbi Meir. Amr Rabbi Yossi. Again, Rabbi Yossi says, Im lekachlis kavin tchila, if he had in mind originally that he wanted to imbue half and half Tumuras Ola Tumuras Shlamim, so then, ho, v'yef shal, goes be shemos ke'achas, because he can't say two things at one time, Tvarav Kayamim. So then he's able to be makdish it as half and half. And you can't do anything with it, right? Because it's half ola, half shlamim, as we'll see. V'im isha amar tmuras ola nimlach v'amar tmuras shlamim. But if you change, harizu tmuras ola, then you can change, period. Interesting ha'ara by the Achiezer, or of Chaim Ozer, on our Mishnah. Why don't we say these cases, we know there's a concept of tmura b'taos. We had this earlier. If one of the differences between hektish and tmura we had earlier was hektish is not chal b'taos. We pass on like basil, hektish b'taos is not hektish, while tmura is chal b'taos. Is chal. So the question is asked, why aren't all these cases, he says, tmura is all im nekaknes kavein, right? So then dvarav kayamim. So, but isn't that like b'taos, and it should be automatically tmura is ola? That's the question that he deals with in the Achiezer, Chayil Pesim, and Chavdalin. Why don't we say that it's there's no difference between our case of the Mishnah and everybody at Tumur B'Taos, and everybody should agree that it's Tumuras Ola. So two answers given. First, he quotes a sefer called Netashashuim, who says, no, maybe here Tires de Beniskave Mitchila Lakachau B'Machshava. When a person thinks that he wants to give this as a Tumuras Ola, Tumuras Shlamim, that it's already has both Kedushas from Machshava. So forget his words. So the Achiezer says, that's a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush. He says, give him more pashut answer. What does ta'us mean? Well, you say something you didn't want to say. That's ta'us. This isn't ta'us. In Mekachlis Kavim Mitchila, it just means you couldn't get out the words at the same time. So this isn't exactly the case of ta'us. Mikol makom, yeshna baze amiras piv, v'gam ta'us, dvarim shebelevi in dvarim, avo ba'emas tmuras, ba'amar tmuras ol v'shlamim, hari ain't kan amiras piv shalom ovad. Hari Amar, all of Ishlamim, the Ainza Inyan Latmur Batos, the Inkantos Klau, Shosi Befivishnehem, Umahani, Hadanis Kavim Belibushlonimlach, and he continues Vizep Pashut. Pashut, you can't even understand what's the safer, not Tishashuim. This isn't Tos, this is exactly what you wanted to do. Okay, Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Yosef, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan. Let's talk about this Machlokas in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Meir says that it only goes by the first Kedusha, Tumuras Ola, and Rabbi Yossi says both. Hakol modim ba'omer tachulzeh, v'yachakach tachulzeh, divrei hakol tvos lashon rishon. Everybody says, if both agree, that if he says, could this be Tumuras Ola, and then Tumuras Shlamim, everybody agrees that's Tumuras Ola, because Tumuras Ola was chal first. And if he says, lo tachulzeh ela im kein chalsa zu, and if he says the opposite, I don't want it to be this unless it's also this, Shravai Okachi. So then everybody agrees that it does work. Lo nechluku the machlokas is ela kagon mishnah seinu. The machlokas, if you didn't say either of those clear languages, but you said rather, to Amar, tomorrow's all the Shlamim, you just said those words. Tumuras Ola Tumuras Shlamim. So Rudur Meir Savar Midahavi Leila Meimar Tumuras Ola Vishlamim. You could have just said it in one phrase. V'Amar Tumuras Ola Tumuras Shlamim. You said both. So Havi Lei Keomer Tachulzu V'Achra Tachulzu. Because you added in that extra word, so as if you said this one and then that one. So therefore, the first one is Chal. V'Rabbi Yosi Savar. Rabbi Yosi says no. Rabbi Yossi Kasavar, I Amina Tumuras Ola Vishlamim. You know why the guy said the extra word? Because he thinks, mistakenly, but he thinks, if I would say Tumuras Ola Vishlamim, Hava Amina Kedusha Vena Kreva, I would have thought that karba would be stuck. It would get both Kedushos, Tumuras Ola Vishlamim. So that's why he changed the Lashon. Tumuras, and you wouldn't be able to be makrovit, because you'd have both Kedushos in the stock. So I'm going to say Tumuras Ola Tumuras Shlamim, which would be better. Unclear exactly how it would be better. He's still trying to imbue it with both Kedushos. What, you would sell it and then bring half it with one, half it with the other level? But either way, he thinks there's a difference between those two Lashonos. That's why he said this. Kamash Malan. So that's why we say, Rabbi Yossi says that it's not automatically, if you say Tumuras Ola, Tumuras Shlamim, don't say that means it's Zu, V'Achakach Zu. He said that because he was trying to get around the Eina Kreva problem. The answer is that he still has the Anakreva problem. Anyway, but this is why he said it, but don't tell me, Remeir, that he wanted A to be Chal before B. Okay, our Gersa is Tana Rabbanan. The Bach takes that Tana Rabbanan. He has puts in Vahatanya. Either way, Ha'omer Behemazu. Chetzya Tumuras Ola V'chetzya Tumuras Shlamim. What if somebody has a third animal and is Meimir on half and he says a Beferish? Half of this should be a Tumuras Ola, half a Tumuras Shlamim. Kula Tikarev Ola. Div Rabbi Meir. Remeir again says, it's all Ola. If you say Chetzi Tumuras Ola, Chetzi Tumuras Shlamim. Why is it all Ola? Again, Remeir says Tfos Lashon Rishon, so therefore it's half Tumuras Ola, and then Pasha Kedushin Bakula. It's half an Ola, and then as we've had in this Pesachta before, it spreads. Tfos Lashon Rishon, and then Pasha Kedushin Bakula. Rashi, right across from where we are. V'af al gav de gabi ha'omer ragla shalzu Ola lo. If you remember the names, we had this sugya before, Remeir argued. Remeir did not hold of the Pasha Kedushin Bekula. So, Afilo Hachi, Bachatz Pachetzia Moda, he would agree here. Why? Because if you remember, everybody agreed by Davar Shanashama Tuliyabo. If it's something that is an organ that you need to live with, so here too, half the animal. Half the animal you need to live with. So Remeir Shita here is, if you want to be Meimir, half an animal towards Ola, half to Shlamim, it's half Ola, and then it spreads, so it's all Ola. That is Rabbi Meir's Shita. Tosfos also says the similar idea about Neshama Tuliyabo. V'chachamim Omrim? No. Tire, Rabbi Chachamim say, no, it gets both Kedushas, it's half and half, and therefore what do you do? Tire Achet Tistaev, V'timacher, V'yavi B'dmei Chetzia Tumuras Ola, V'dmei Chetzia Tumuras Shlamim. You split it, that is what the Chachamim say. Amar Rabbi Yosi, im lekaklas kavim mitchila. If you had this in mind originally, hoavi efshalotzi shnei shemos ka'achas dvarav kayamin. Because you couldn't say both, then you what you say last, and it's half and half. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan. Isn't it the same shita? The middle shita, the chachamim who say that you have to let it graze and bring half and half, and Rabbi Yosi. So Gemara says, you're right, kula Rabbi Yosi. It's really all Rabbi Ketani. Ketani law. Really, it's all Rabbi Yosi. Right? Have a put a chizura mechzor say share Rabbi Yosi Amar. It's really all the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, period. So not only is there a machlokas in our Mishnah about Tumuras or Tumur Shlamim, there's even a machlokas where you say Chetzia. Where you say Chetzia, that also is a machlokas. Tanya Idach. Next case. Behema Chetzia Ola V'Chetzia Chatas. What if an animal, somebody says, Chetzia Ola Chetzia Chatas. So what is the halacha in that case? So, Tikrav Ola. Div Rabbi Meir. Remeir says there, here we're not talking about Tumura. We're just talking about a regular case. You imbue it with Kedusha. Half Ola, half Chatas. Remeir says you cannot have such a thing. Half Ola, Tfos Lashon Rishon, it's Pashta Kedusha Bekula, so it's all an Ola. So your Makrif, it is an Ola. Wonderful. Remeir says your second phrase has no significance. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Tamus. Rabbi Yosi in this case has to die. Why does it have to die? Because it's half Chatas. Hefchatas, therefore, what does it have to die for? Says Rashi, because you're not mechuyev chatas. If you weren't mechuyev chatas, then this chatas exists separate from the owner and the sin. Remember, we have said that's the common denominator with all the chatos mesos. They're no longer there lachaper on the chait of a person. And here too, if you are mafrish a chatas when you're not chayev chatas, so that's a mesa. That's what Rashi says. Let's continue a little bit, then we'll get back to this, because this is really a three-way machlokas we've shown him. But first, let's finish. V'shavin ba'omer chetzi echadas v'chetzi ola shetamos. Remeir agrees the opposite order. If you first say chetzi echadas and chetzi ola, so then Remeir would agree tamos, because there it's half chatas, pashuk l'shabakula, so it's a chatas, which is not connected. So the Gemara says, shavin mani Remeir pshita. It's obvious. This is a chatos mesa. So the Gemara said, no, ma'o de tema, I might have thought, ilav da ashmi inon, if I wouldn't have said this, hava amina time of Rabbi Meir, I would have thought that, you know what Rabbi Meir's reason is? Lav mishim tfos lashon rishon, is not because you always go by what's said first, and therefore, by chatos first, it would die, elahain v'tayma de chatos mu'u revis kreva. I would have thought, if you would have just had his shita, about half ola, half chatos, I would have thought, you're allowed to be makrev a carbon that's half a chatos. And I would have thought even the opposite order would work. Kamash Malan Delo. That's why I have to say it, that, no, Remeir Shita is because of Tfos Lashon Rishon. And therefore, you cannot be makrev a half Chatas carbon. And the only reason it works here is because it's all Ola. If you say Ola first, it is all Ola. Stop there for a minute by Tanya Itach. Again, why did Rashi say that this is a case of Achatas Mesa? Because you are not Mechuyav a Chatas. That is Rashi's words by... Right, Tfos Lashon see Tfos Chetzi Ola v'Chetzi Chatas Tikra v'Ola Tfos Lashon Risha v'Kivet the Kachal the Pagel Kuchus Ola Kachal v'Kula v'Chulu, and he continues. I'm sorry, that was the previous. Rashi says the next line. Tamos Af b'Gemar Dvarim Adam Nitfas v'Ihu Eina Mechuyev Chatas Hilchav Tamos. Rashi says you're not Mechuyev Chatas. Tosfos does not like this pshat. Tosfos says in Dira Maskel v'Reb Yosi, he quotes Rashi, and then he says, V'kasha, heichi chayla kedushas chatas alei klal. If you're not mechuyev a chatas, then it's meaningless what you're saying. Not that it's labeled as a chatas and it has to die. The Gemara says in Nedarim, afilu amar al behema harezu chatas, it made a mechuyev chatas lo amar klum. What you're saying is meaningless. You can only create a chatas if you're mechuyev a chatas. This isn't one of the chatos mesos. So Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos says, you know what the case here is? L'ficha pirishri da'hachamari da'amar v'chetzia t'muris chatas. You have a different carbon chatas standing there. And you are meimir. You want this animal to be half ola, half t'muris chatas. But it can't be chatas. That is Tosfos' pshat in the Gemara. If you look at the Rambam, you got a little problem. Because the Rambam doesn't seem to hold like Rashi and doesn't hold like Tosfos. The Rambam quotes our Gemara, and he does not say it is Tmuras Chatas, and he does not say Eino Mechuyev Chatas. Tesvav Gimel. Two halachas from where we said. He just quotes the Gemara. Ha'omer, Behemazu, Shechesia, Ola, Vechesia, Shlamim, Kedusha, Venekreva, Atira, Bashibamum, Vechulu, Vechulu. Hay Mechuyev Chatas. The fair talk like Rashi. V'amar chetzia chadas v'chetzia ola o'shlamim. Osha amar chetzia ola o'shlamim v'chetzia chadas harizu tamus. K'moshi yizbar v'chatos ha'mesos. So he says beferish that we're talking about a case of mechuyev chatas. So again, the problem is, why should the, according to Rashi, why does it die? Because you're not mechuyev chatas. But here you are mechuyev chatas. According to Tosfos, why? Because t'muras chatas. But the Rambam doesn't say it's t'muras chatas. So what exactly is going on here? So v'kasha, the Kesef Mishnah says, he quotes Rashi, the Rambam doesn't say that. V'hikshol lavatosos kain. V'rabinu mefarish le'me mechuyev chatas. V'kivan. So it must be the Rambam has a different third shot. Another chatas mesa. If there is a chatas that you can't be miskaper with because of an external problem, meaning this animal is half ola, or half another carbon, that's also one of the chatos mesos. The Rambam must hold that. V'rabinu mefarish lo b'mechuyev chatas, v'kiva di'efshar lo l'hiskaper ba, b'shun d'chetzi ola v'chatas lav bas re'iyahi hilkach tamus. The Rambam must have a third idea. So it's 3 days in the Gemara how to read the case. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. What exactly is the case of the Gemara? Sfasemis also here deals with the sheet of the Rambam. Sfasemis says that it's ki'ilu niskaper ba'acher, according to the Rambam. V'kasha loma tamus, sirul Rambam, t'kiva de'ino omil hakrava mitzkiwaso, v'u maybe chadas acheres, havibachal chadas, shekibu ba'le. You guys are bringing a different chadas, even before you bring the chadas. The other one, it's as if chatas shenizkapra be'acher. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tanya Idach, Omar behemazu, chetzia ola v'chetzia shlamim. Okay, out of the world of chatas. If you say this animal should be half ola, half shlamim, kedusha ve'ena kreva, it's kadosh v'kevi makrovit. Kevi makrovit. Because it's half ola, half shlamim. Ein a kreva. V'osa tamura, but it has kedushas aguf. And therefore it could create tamura. V'tamura so, kayotze bo. And the tamura is like it. Meaning the tamura also is not hukrav. Right? It has kedusha, but it's not hukrav. So mani, who is this all according to? Rabbi Yossi. It's according to Rabbi Yossi, who we've said before, if you can't say it you're together, it's varav kayamin. So that's why it's half and half shita. The kedusha and a kreva. So what's the chiddush? Of course it's kadosh v'ein a karev. Answer, t'murasa itzrichle. No, the chiddush is the t'mura. Fine, if you imbue an animal with kedusha of ola and shlamim, that's not makrivable. But the chiddush is that if you're maimer that onto another animal, that animal is also not makrivable. D'mao d'tema, nehi dehi lo karva t'murasa tikrav. You might have thought even though it's not karav, but its t'mura can be hukrav, kamash malon. Kamash Balan, you are, that's why it's not hukrav either. Gemara says, what's the difference? Maishnahi delo karva. Why would I have said, why do I hold that the original one cannot be hokrav? Tahavila kedusha dechuya. It has kedusha dechuya because originally it has a half and half and you can't be makravit. So why shouldn't that spread to the tamura? Tamura sanami because kedusha dechuya kaasya. I'm sorry, that's the kamash malan. And that's why it also spreads to the tamura. Period. The question is, what was the havamina? Why would I have thought that if an original animal is not able to be hukrav, the tamura though can be hukrav? So why would I have thought that? What's the difference? That's Tosfos. Tosfos on the bottom. Yim Tomar. Hey chisaka daitach lo markein. What's the havamina? The chashiv tamura tvei mehi the asam achmatei. How would it be more chashiv? Tamura is all about being a substitute. So why was the havamina that I would even be makriv the tamura and not the original one? Tosfos says v'yesh lomar. Maybe we would have had an umdana that you want to be makrav of this tamura, and therefore you really don't want it to be chetzi ola v'chetzi shlamim. Elad adaita shadei kula tamura. Oh, tachas chetzi shal ola. Oh, tachas chetzi shal shlamim. V'havi kreva. Maybe that would have been the Havamina. If you say about an animal, half and half, okay, nothing to talk about. You want this animal to be half and half. But if you then say, I want to be maimer on this animal, maybe you want to be maimer on half this animal. And therefore, I would have thought that you can't be makriv it as one or the other. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Kamash Malan, no, it also comes from a Kedusha Tchuya, and it does not work. Okay, look at the Mikdash David. Mikdash David in the Kuntres HaKadshim, which is at the end of the Mikdash David on Kadshim, so he discusses a number of reasons why you wouldn't be able to be makriv of a carbon half and half. It would be machmir. Be machmir regarding both. Meaning if it's a shlami, if it's an ola, you know, just don't eat it. Burn it all. The problem is, says the Mikdash David, that his third answer, which is the most pashut answer, no, but the problem is, whatever you're machmir on, it's going to be create a kula. You want to burn it all, but you're not allowed to burn edible Kadshim. You want to not burn it, so then you're going to violate Nosar. And what are you going to do about this? Rikas Adam. And Ola is, no, Ola and Shlamim actually is, Ola is Shtayim Shehin Arba, and Shlamim, depending on what type of Shlamim, is also Shtayim Shehin Arba. The Zrikas aren't a problem. You're not going to be confused with a Chatos. But in terms of the eating, it says, therefore, there's no way to be makriv it. He also says maybe it's like shechting two animals at once. If you shecht an animal, it's half and half. It's a violation of Ein Shochtin Beis Zvachim Ke'echad. The Tizbechu Huksiv. U'bechetzi Olav, v'chetzi Shlamim, Al-Kachar Shochei Beis Zvachim Ke'echad. Okay. Good. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Behema Shal Shnei Shutvin. What if you have a behema of two partners? Hiktish, Rabbi, how do we get into this whole thing? About animals with half and half. Again, it's just because the Mishnah said, how is it tamura ola tamura shlamim? So what do you mean? So we got into these discussions of half and half. Always got to remember that we're not on a tangent here. This is content. This is a direct content related to the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, behema shol shnei shutvin. If you have two, Reuven and Shimon have an animal. Hikdish chetz yishalo. Reuven is makdish his half of the animal. V'chazar v'lokach chetz yacheres. Then he buys the other half. He buys out the other partner, and the hikdisha kedusha, and he's makdish the other half. The halacha is kedusha v'ena kreva. That animal is kadosh, but it's not hukrav. Why? Because right when he was makriv half, that was dechuya. Because at that moment you can't be makriv the entire animal because half of it's not his. So it's kedusha dechuya, and it remains dechuya, as we'll see in a minute. And therefore, even when he buys and then he's makdish the other half, it cannot be hukrav. The ose temura. Alright, what's that? Rashi just points out, why don't you say Pasha Kedusha Bekula at that first moment? Because it's not his. You can't say Pasha Kedusha Bekula because the other person's bilus prevents that. And the Osa Temura. But it's Osa Temura now. Even though it cannot be Hukrav, but it gains Kedusha Saguf. The Temura Sa Kayotse Ba. And the Temura is like it as well. There is an important discussion in the Rishon, just to mention, there's an opinion of the Me'iri. The Me'iri, this Gemara also appears in Kiddushin Dav Zayin, you see on the side. There is a Deya that the Me'iri quotes in Kiddushin that says that if a partner is Makdash half and then he buys the other half, at that point, Pasha Kiddushin Bekula. That Deya doesn't have the word Vihikdisha. It doesn't say Vihikdisha, it's automatic. Which is fascinating, the Me'iri argues on it. But the Miri has that daya that if you're makdish half your you makdish your half and then you buy it, it automatically becomes kadosh. Just like a Pasha Kedusha Bekula. You don't have a day, and the Meiri argues. The Meiri says, no, that's not true. You only say Pasha Kedusha Bekula Bishas Dibur. But otherwise, you wouldn't. Shein Gorsa, some aren't Goris Vekdisha. And he says, I argue. Velvi Shalom Hikdisha Dayan also Chazi Shaloka Kedushi Miachar Shekvar Hikdish Chesia Taketh. Shaloka Chazi Achan is Pasha Bekula. He doesn't like it. And the Rambam doesn't have it, and others don't have it. But that is an interesting daya of the Meiri. Interesting daya of the Meiri. Good. So Shmami Natlas, you learn three halachas from Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan, who says this halacha, if a partner is makdash, then he buys the other half, and he's makdash the other half. Then at that point, it's kadosh, but it's not hukrav, and it's osa tamura. Three things. Shmami Natlas, let's read the Bach. The Bach's Yursa. Shmami Natlas. Shmami Natlas Baal Echayim Nidachin. Number one, that Baal Echayim, live animals, are nidach. What does that mean? Even if a live animal gets a stain, you might say, because it's still alive, once the reason for the stain disappears, then it's not stained anymore. But that's a machlokas. So this Rabbi Yochanan is obviously holding not that way. Even a live animal that gets a stain, nidach, meaning here, this animal is still alive and you can't be makrivit. So number one, Baal Echayim are nidachim. V'shmamina kedushas damim madche. And number two, kedushas damim even has dichli applied to it. Why? Because right when he was makriv, makdish half, at that point it only has kedushas damim. You can't be makrivit, so it can't have kedushas aguf. It only has kedushas damim at that point, and yet it has dichli apply to it. So you see, kedushas damim also has dichli. And number three, v'shamina, dichli me'ikaro have dichli. Back to the Gemara. And also, dichli me'ikaro have dichli. You might have said, says Rashi, that only nire v'nidche is pushed aside. That is the more pashut dichli, according to Chazal. If something is in the parsha and then gets rejected, then it's rejected. But if it was never in the parsha in the first place and it was nitche, so that's not as problematic. Because when it gets into the parsha, so then it becomes good. So kamash v'lan, that's not true. Even here, dichme karo have dichli. I like to give the mashal of somebody who never ran for president has a better chance of winning than somebody who ran and lost. Right? Because nira v'nitche is worse than dichi me'ikaro. We'll continue now. Maybe we'll start off. Rabbi Yosef Engel has fascinating discussions. Where do we see this these examples? That nira v'nitche, that type of svara is worse than dichi me'ikaro. He brings from all over. So Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow. But first, let's in the lekach tov. Klavav. Let's first continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Hakomo dim hecha de Amar, Chetzia Ola, the Chetzia Meiser, Divrei Hakol Ola Kreva. Everybody agrees if somebody would say Chetzia Ola and Chetzia Meiser. Everybody would agree that would be an Ola. Why? Because Rashi says that, because how could you implant Kedushas Meiser on here? Right, you're not walking anything through the field, through the gate, are you? Rashi says, "Hu adin chetzi tamura." If you say out of the blue, this animal should be half ola and half tamura. Rashi doesn't work. Right, Rashi says, right across from where we are, "Afilu neskavim mitzchilu leklach." Even if you have this kavana, even according to Rabbi Yosi, to the chashiva milsa basraisa midi, dein meiser kadosh kia gavna lerach minyan. You're not doing a minyan here, so of course it's not going to be kadosh, and also chetzi tamura is not chal. Because you don't have an animal there that you're being maimer with. You can't just create in a vacuum Kedushas Tamura or Kedushas Meiser, according to Rashi. So everybody agrees if you say Chesia Ola, Chesia Meiser, it's Ola. Hey, Chadamar Chesia Tamura v'Chesia Meiser Mai. Whoa. What if you say that? Half Tamura, half Meiser. So do you say Tamura Kreva? Shekeno Heges. Bechol hakdeshim. Do you say it's tamura because that's more powerful because tamura applies to all karbanas? Odila meiser krova shekein makdish lefanav alachra. Or do you say it's meiser because meiser is strong that it's makdish the 9th and the 11th v'chulu? Teku asks Tosas, one second. Didn't we just say that there's no kedushas meiser and tamura in a vacuum? So Tosas says it has to be talking about a case where as you are putting it through the fence. That's the case. You say, as you're putting it through number 10 through the fence, this animal should have Kedushas Meiser, Kedushas Tamura. Right? As you're doing that, that's the Shiloh of the Gemara. Because otherwise, Tosfos says, there's nothing to talk about. Tosfos says, B'mayir ba'adam ha'mavir tzono tachas ha'shevet. V'yomar, it says, when this animal comes out of the deer, chesi ola chesi ha'meiser. So what wins? This gets into the sugyas that we had talked about yesterday. At that exact moment, you want two things to be chal. But that is That is Tosus. What? So Tamur also, maybe you have another animal standing there, according to Tosus, you have to say. The question is, what about for Rashi? What about Rashi? Right, Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Right, so the Achronim try to figure out, according to Rashi, what's the difference in the first case where we say that you can't have Kedushas Meiser in a vacuum, when all of a sudden you have Meiser versus Tamura. So what would you say for Rashi? So what you have to say, this is what the Pirushim and Chidushim say. He says, "Av she'ino makdushas behema bekedushas meiser atzma bekedushas tamura atzma become makom shayach laharfis behema bekedushas meiser ubekedushas tamura." You can't really make it into tamura and meiser, but you can give them some type of status. They can't be hukrav with this, but some type of, you have to have some type of middle approach that there will be some type of status. Okay, either way, that is the discussion of Rashi and Tosfos about this case. There is a discussion also, by the way, in the Brisker Rav here of Dichui, how much Dichui is in the Gavra or how much is it in the Karban. Is it a status in the Karban like Balmum Dichui, or is it something just that I rejected it, so I have to reject it forever? That's a question. Let's at least do the Mishnah, and then we'll start a little more Dichui tomorrow. Mishnah. Harezu, Tachazu, Tamurazu, Khalifazu, Harezu, Tamura. This is ABCs of Tamura. These are all languages of Tamura. Tachas, Tamuras, Khalifas. Zu mechuleles alzu ain zu Tamura. But mechuleles alzu, that's not Tamura. That's the opposite of Tamura. That's the opposite, right? Mechulel, you're trying to get something, right? Chulin. So that's not Tamura. Vim haya hekdish balmum. If the animal that you are trying to be maimer from is a balmum, and you use the lashon of mechulal, so then yotzei lechulin. That's your bimachalit. So that goes out to be chulin. Vatzorach lasos lo damim. And you would have to, if the animal that you are now makdish instead is worthless, you got to make up the difference. Got to make the difference to hektish. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start with lemaimer tomorrow as we get into the last daf of this parak, the fifth parak, Ketzad Ma'arimin. And Hashem, we will continue. Hashem, there will be a Dapi in Shir tonight. I'm not sure what the topic is yet, but we'll send out the email. And again, today's Shir, this week's Shirim through today is sponsored La Hatzlacha Aviva Pero Bas Shendel Rivka. Again, La Hatzlacha Aviva Pero Bas Shendel Rivka. We thank them for the sponsorship.